let's see, I left my paper in the back, but that's all right. Praise God. I always have a word for you. Let's open them to 3 John 2. 3 John 2. Third John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now, what do you mean your soul prosper? Basically, what it means is that the Word of God is planted inside of you and produces what it says. That is planted inside of you and produces what it said. Now, I read the Word of God, for example, over in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And let me have one of that water right there, please, thanks. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it talks here about the blessing. And verse 10, it says, "And all the people of the earth shall see that you call by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid or in awe of you. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, and the fruit of your body, fruit of your ground, or cattle, and fruit of your ground in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give you. And the Lord shall open unto you good treasure in heaven, and give you rain in his land, in thy land in season, and bless all the work of your hands. And thou shalt lend to many nations, and thou shalt not borrow." Now, a couple of things. One, is God is going to bless the work of my hands. That means I have to put my little hands to work. How many of you know we need to work? Now, I'm not working for a living. I'm working because that's the plan of God in the kingdom, for God to be able to make have an avenue or something sometimes to create revenue in my life. But God is my source, not that job. Say amen to this. Well, some people trying to work, trying to get enough to retire on. Well, I don't know about that. Because you can retire from working down at the steel mill, but I don't think you can retire in the kingdom. Because God always has something for you to do. Say amen to that. And that I read that God says he'll increase me more and more, me and my children. I pray that almost every day. Now, what's happening inside of me? I'm being changed. I see that in my life, that I'm increasing, not decreasing, increasing. And so I want to make sure that that's put in my life so that as I increase, I will come into compliance with the word. Say compliance. This guy, I heard this guy the other day, he is talking about his children, had a grandchild that was born. He said, "The moment she was born, I put $1 million in the bank for her." Say me too. You know, I mean, just say it by faith, you know. There's nothing wrong with that. And sometimes people, and I shared this with the other group, sometimes people say they don't have much value for the preacher and think the preacher's not supposed to have anything. And this guy said, he said, you know why some people think preachers not supposed to have anything? I said, no. He said, because they don't think they're worth anything. But I'm the one that's giving you the word. Now, I'm not talking about me now, because I believe for mine, independent. You know, because there's always somebody that's not going to like what you're saying. And I don't want them to not like what I'm saying, and their not giving is going to affect what I do. Those days are over. Because I got to preach the word. I'm being responsible to preach this word. I preached somewhere this week, and I just knew when I preached that last year they weren't going to have me back. It was just a single meeting at one day. And I preached that word, and man, it had a little smoke to it. But the next week they invited me back. People are ready for the truth, you know what I mean? They're ready for it. So I see here that he's making me plenteous in goods. That's verse 11. Look at that verse in the Amplified translation, if you will. That's Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 11. And it says this. I'm still waiting. It says, the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity. Now, who said that? No, you didn't say it loud enough. Who said that? God said that. He wants you to have a surplus of prosperity. So don't let the devil talk you out of what God has already spoken for you to have. Say amen. So what do you do with that word? You take it and put it inside of you. And here he says, you shall be the lender and not the borrower. Say amen to that. Well, if God says I'm supposed to be the lender, watch this, and then God leads me to buy a certain car, a certain house, or whatever, then if he says I'm supposed to be the lender and not the borrower, then evidently he's got a way for me to pay for that house, and I don't have to go borrow a dime from anybody. See, the problem comes in is when we make plans and ask God to bless it. Instead of getting God's plan that's already blessed. You don't have to ask him to bless his plan. He's already blessed. So what am I saying to you? I'm saying that God wants to increase you more and more. And it may not be through that job. It may be that you worked a job, but God is going to give you increase based on his word. And then some people think when they get old and retire, then the increase stops. Let's look at Psalm 92 and verse 14. Glory to God. I want you to see that. They shall still bring forth fruit. Help me read that. In old age. And they shall be fat and flourishing. Now, you're not talking about physically just blow up and be fat. Come on. You don't stop. You don't stop. As long as you're in this earth, you should be increasing. One more time. As long as you're in this earth, you should be increasing. God is a God of increase. They tell me that the universe is still increasing at the speed of light right now. So you're going to imitate God. If God's still increasing, you should still increase. You too. So what am I saying to you? That God's plan is for you to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And I'm telling you, my soul has not prospered as far as borrowing money is concerned, but it's prospered now. You come to me with some big deal and then tell me I got to go borrow some money, you better go tell somebody else, because I know the God that I serve got plenty of money. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. Yes, yes. Is this the right group I'm talking to? You? I think I've been waiting on this group all day. I think I can let it all hang out on this group. Matter of fact, I'll let this group know that God's got an emergency bailout plan for you. He's about to bail you out right now. Give God a praise now. We have her back with us. She's back home now, thank God, and she's purely anointed. Vicky Yowie, let's welcome her in Jesus' name.